Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Wright steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Stevens now playing first base. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Christman moves to third. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Zarilla reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Zarilla scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. There goes Stevens. The throw from Tresh to Appling, and Stevens is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Jake Jones pinch hits for Orville Grove. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tresh settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tresh. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso is walked intentionally. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 2 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Papish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens juggles the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Appling moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Zarrilla bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens is walked intentionally. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 3 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Frank Papish. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Thurman Tucker. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt now playing center field. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.